How about an upset?
You want one?
How about Syracuse? Right there with Notre Dame as the only BCS teams, and BCS teams include Notre Dame because of the rules that are made for them to get into BCS games. The only ones without a win coming into the day. But Andrew Robinson and Taj Smith, who is clearly on a field of his own.
You can hear the boos coming down early from the Louisville fans. They're tired of seeing that.
After the Andre Woodson, the display that he put on last week in the Kentucky win over Louisville. Max Suter, 93 yards, another big play. Some defense and special teams so far letting Steve Craig throw it down. 14-7 Syracuse. You know, they may just score more than the 32 they'd scored in three games combined today. Brian Braum, Harry Douglas, Louisville coming back down a touch.
But you thought when they got within seven there so early in the third that they were going to be back and run away with this thing.
Watch really, his tackling here. Or lack of.
I was going to say, where is it? There is no tackling.
Taj Smith again, 60 yards. Big plays, killing Louisville. Absolutely killing. 28-14 Syracuse. And then Braum, I don't know what he's seeing. This is an NFL quarterback, but he just missed the linebacker, Jameel McClain.
I don't know. I don't know what he was looking at there. Obviously, he's trying to get a lot of things done. They're down 14 at that point, but that's not the way to get it done, son.
Well, then Braum trying to come back. Gary Barnage, big tight end. Five touchdown receptions coming into the day. But then look, oh, big play for Syracuse. Big.
It's like they're not even there. I mean, Coach, is this an example of a team that's just put all of their talent on one side of the ball?
I don't know what it is, but defensively, they just got major problems as far as gap control, as far as the secondary alignment. Too many guys in the open field just make big plays down after down.
So Barnage and Douglas each pick up their fifth touchdown catches of the year. But, wow, Syracuse with a big win and a big win for the head coach, Greg Robinson.